feeling neighborly. After 18 years of marriage, it was finally time for Beth to fulfill a fantasy both she and Gary had savored all those years. Beth was finally going to know what it was like to touch, kiss, lick, and love a woman. And Gary was going to get to watch. Watch and join in, of course. The thought of seeing his sweet, pretty Beth with her face buried between a woman's quivering thighs, tongue lapping her sopping bush, caused his gut to roll over with anticipation as his cock bobbed in his pants. He had to excuse himself from several morning sales meetings over the weeks as they planned the event to take care of himself in the bathroom, or risk exploding and making a mess. Gary would pull his monstrous hard cock out and stroke it while imagining burying it in his wife's sweet pussy from behind as her face was buried between another woman's legs. He imagined watching this other woman's face as she came, grabbing her own breasts and squeezing them hard, head thrown back. It only took a few good hard long pulls before he'd come. He'd return to the meeting, face flushed as though he'd climbed the 14 flights of stairs to his office, an attempt to keep his mind on projections and numbers for at least another day. Beth knew it would be a little tricky arranging this tryst, what with the two kids in the small close-knit neighborhood, but perhaps the close-knit neighborhood might prove a positive rather than an obstacle. The kids had plenty of friends they could spend the night or weekend with, leaving Beth and Gary free to engage in hours of uninterrupted pleasure. In addition, there was a new single woman neighbor with the hottest body just next door who had been really friendly the times they'd seen her at neighborhood gatherings. She also just happened to leave her blinds open while exercising in her upstairs workout room, immediately across from their bedroom, and she exercised nude. Beth was entranced by her fabulous curves and fantasized about licking and sucking her pink nipples while the women caressed her hips and ass in a loving embrace. Beth imagined that while Gary was very male with his hairy chest, rough beard, musky odor, and calloused hands, being with a woman would be all soft skin and sweet scents. Women must be pure pleasure to kiss, Beth thought, with their plump soft lips and gentle tongues. Their neighbor tended to relax after a hot, sweaty workout with a series of mind-blowing orgasms, based on what Gary and Beth could see while peeping through their blinds. Gary often asked Beth to describe what was happening as he was usually too busy licking and sucking Beth's wet cunt. Beth told Gary that the tramp from next door, as they liked to call her because it made them both feel naughty and dirty, turning them on, would stand in front of the mirrors, caressing her swollen breasts, lifting a rosy nipple up to her mouth and biting and tonguing herself. Beth told him how she pushed her fingers into her pussy, licking them clean, savoring each drip. She told him that even though her head was a mane of raven tresses, her lips only had a tiny little strip of hair, like a landing strip for your tongue, Beth liked to say. She had a long, thin dildo that she inserted expertly into her ass, watching her reflection in the mirror the entire time, giving Beth plenty of ideas that she and Gary could act out together. Her name was Veronica. Beth arranged for the kids to spend from Saturday morning until Sunday evening at friends and then invited Veronica over for drinks on Saturday afternoon, suggesting she stay over for dinner and to make an evening of it. Beth and Gary wanted all day Saturday to prepare. They were also so damn horny they wanted to fuck themselves unconscious and have time to recover to do it all over again, only this time with Veronica. Veronica arrived right on time, holding a pitcher of margaritas and three big glasses. She was in a short, button-front little dress that clung to her curves, showing off her fantastic shape. She handed them to Gary, gave Beth a big hug and squeeze, then said she had to run back to her place to get the salt for the glasses and some spicy salsa she whipped up. Beth, who was also in a little summery dress with a low-cut front and flirty skirt, stuck a finger into the pitcher, pulled it out, and licked it clean. "Wow," Beth warned Gary. "Veronica must have used twice the tequila on these. We'll have to be careful to get loose without losing it." Veronica popped back over, salted the glasses, filled them to the rim, and offered a toast to her hosts. To neighbors getting closer. "We'll drink to that," Beth said, tilting her drink up for a sip and giving Gary a secret smile. "To hot salsa, hot nights, and hot times with hot women," Gary joked. Veronica laughed, took a big drink, and as she passed by Gary to get her chips and salsa, ran a red-tipped fingernail along his chest, smiling and licking her lips as she said, "I assure you, Beth and I are both a lot hotter than this salsa, and I used fresh jalapenos." Beth and Veronica got settled on the love seat while Gary stood at the bar between the kitchen and living room, just looking at them as he sipped his drink. Both women's dresses showed tons of leg. Beth ran a hand up Veronica's bare leg to her thigh. "You have the smoothest legs. How do you get them so soft?" Beth asked. "It's a special shea butter bar I use. It smells divine, too," Veronica purred as she placed her hand on top of Beth's.
You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording.
Beth leaned over to sniff at Veronica's thigh. Smells like dessert. Then before she lost her nerve, Beth licked Veronica's leg. Tastes like dessert, too. Veronica shivered and twitched at the feel of Beth's gentle caress. She licked her lips, saying, "I never tasted it before myself. I'll have to try that sometime." "Hey, what about me? I'm starving over here," Gary joked. He walked over and settled in on the love seat on Veronica's other side, squeezing them all together, ran his hand up her thigh, leaned down for a good sniff, and also licked her leg, all the way from her knee up to the hem of her dress, pushing it up a bit with his nose to lick further. Veronica moaned as she became drenched from this unexpected and extremely arousing experience. "I take it that the invite wasn't just for dinner?" Veronica managed to gasp out as Beth's hand traveled up under her dress and her fingers lightly brushed Veronica's mound through her panties. "Well, we thought maybe you'd be dessert, but since we haven't eaten yet, you'll just have to be dinner as well, because I'm starving." That being said, Beth dropped from the seat to her knees, pushed up Veronica's skirt, and expertly nosed aside the flimsy panties to give her full access to Veronica's hot, wet pussy. Beth was amazed at how sweet Veronica smelled and tasted. She'd only licked her juices off of Gary's fingers, tongue, and chin before and had no idea that a woman would taste so absolutely yummy. "God, you taste divine," she stopped momentarily to tell Veronica. Veronica, for her part, had her head thrown back and was running her fingers through Beth's hair, eyes closed and mouth hanging partially open. Gary had stepped back for a better view and had his cock out of his zipper, ready for action at the slightest sign from Beth. Gary pushed the coffee table out of the way, making a large play area in the center of the room on the soft plush rug. He invited the women to make themselves more comfortable, and Veronica and Beth moved from the couch to the ground. "I have to touch your breasts. I've been fantasizing about them for months. You have the greatest nipples," Beth told Veronica. "How do you know?" Veronica puzzled. "You don't shut your blinds when you exercise, or after, when you go through your cool-down routine," Beth replied. Veronica blushed, then slowly unbuttoned her dress, letting it slide from her body, leaving her in her panties and matching bra. Beth pushed the left cup down, exposing Veronica's breast, and fell upon the nipple like a starving woman. Veronica moaned and started fingering herself. Beth stopped just long enough to look over her shoulder at Gary and invite him to lick her own pussy juices, as she knew that she was close, but wanted to focus her tongue and fingers on Veronica. As Veronica slipped two and then three fingers inside herself and thumbed her clit, Gary sucked and licked Beth's twat from her ass to her clit, burying his face between her legs. Beth fondled Veronica's other breast, licked and bit her nipple, and with her other hand reached around, driving her finger up into Veronica's ass, pushing her over the brink and making her scream with a soul-shattering orgasm. "I'm gonna come, Gary, and I want to come with your huge cock in me," Beth moaned as she kept fingering Veronica and making her come again and again. Gary, always willing to please, pushed Beth's dress up over her hips, pushed the little slip of a thong out of his way, then savagely rammed his purple-headed cock into her soaking cunt. Veronica used her fingers on herself and then her other hand on Beth, flicking and pulling her clit as Gary expertly fucked his wife until she creamed and almost passed out. He pulled out just as he was about to come and shot his load all over her sweet round ass, then rubbed it around with his cockhead before quickly slipping his still-hard penis into her tight ass. She came again, hard, and collapsed on top of Veronica. After a few minutes, the three pulled themselves together enough to speak, and Beth, Veronica, and Gary agreed that after a quick meal to get their energy back up, they would go upstairs to the bedroom for the second course in what they all hoped turned into a 6 or 7 course meal. In terms of fulfilling a fantasy, Beth was aching and exhausted by the end of the day Sunday, and never in her wildest dreams would she have been able to imagine the intense pleasure of being with Veronica and Gary together. But she was ready to do it all over again, and in fact, already had arranged for the kids to go away for a full week to see her mother before school started back up. She didn't know how she could wait until then, but Veronica kindly put on a little extra show after her workouts to help her along, smiling across at them as Gary and Beth fucked themselves raw, watching her come.